USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is over for the time being.
We have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Within hours, Congress voted to fund the government through mid-February and issue back pay to hundreds of thousands of government employees. Only one day before, the president was vowing to hold firm for border wall money.
We have to have border security. We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer explains where there is some compromise.
There are many of us who don't like the wall. It is expensive, ineffective. But there are many other kinds of border security that both Democrats and Republicans can agree upon, and I think we'll be able to agree and avoid another shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The U.S. is delaying plans to return to Mexico Central American migrants who are seeking asylum. Mexico is willing to help the migrants find temporary jobs, according to the spokesman for the Mexican State Department, but they will only accept migrants who already have a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. That means this is going to be temporary, not permanent. This comes at a time when Mexico is handling thousands more migrants streaming into its southern border. In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
After searching for 3 days, a missing toddler has been found in Craven County, North Carolina. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
There was a desperate search for 3-year-old Casey Hathaway after he went missing from his grandmother's yard on Tuesday afternoon. That night, it went below freezing in that part of North Carolina. Then on Thursday evening, he was finally found alive and well. His mother, Brittany Hathaway, thanked the public for their continuing search efforts and also said that little Casey was fine.
He's up and talking. He's already asked to watch Netflix, so he's good. He is good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A school bus that collided with a train in Texas leaves one student dead. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A 13-year-old male middle school student was killed and another youngster injured Friday afternoon when a school bus collided with a train in Athens, Texas. Athens Unified School District Superintendent Ben Stiles says neighboring school districts have offered to help in the wake of the tragedy.
Just about every superintendent there is called offering help, and counselors is something that we've taken a buck on. And so we'll have many here on Monday when the kids get back.
A 9-year-old girl on the bus was critically injured but stable at last report. They were the only two students on the bus. The driver was found outside in stable condition. There are no crossing arms at the site, but railroad flashing lights were still blinking when rescue officials arrived.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.